Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Yesterday we learned that there can be this false notion that tears alone equals repentance. And there's also this false notion out there that fear alone equals repentance. Much of what we may call repentance is nothing more than foxhole religion. The prospect of grave consequences are brought upon your conscience, and vows are made to never do such and such again. But once the threat is removed, once the fear is gone, it's back to life as it once was. Fear and acting on self-preservation are not the same as repentance. But isn't that what we do? We get scared of the consequences, we tremble, and maybe we change behavior in order to avoid the consequences, at least for a little while. And when the fears subside, it's back to the way things were. You know, if fear alone equaled repentance, then why wouldn't the demons be considered repentant? Because don't they even tremble? Couldn't we read throughout the Gospels and see where Jesus worked miracles of all kinds that produced all kinds of fear, but not necessarily true repentance? Or consider Paul, who stood before Felix the governor in Acts chapter 24. Paul, defending his case before Felix and never missing an opportunity to witness for Christ, was reasoning with Felix about righteousness and self-control in the coming judgment. And while this was happening, Felix was alarmed and he said, "Go away for the present time." But there never was true repentance. So be on guard of your own heart. Neither tears alone or fears alone equate to biblical repentance. It is the turning away from sin. It is in the growing hatred of your sin. That is the sign of repentance. And so let that be the blueprint for you as you follow the Lord day by day. As you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asian Pacific coordinators. And also remember the Kividunda LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.